Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial and join us here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about tactics, activism, and offense, offending people. People, you know, when they see activism, a lot of them, they don't like it because they'd rather just be going about their lives and not be molested by any unwanted messages and ideas that they've never considered before. And so it's uncomfortable to hear things that are, like, you know, challenging to their belief systems. And
in some cases, they're not even, they may agree with them. And right. They still just like, I don't like activism.
Right. So we got Rich Paul and Mark and Ian in the studio here. We've also got Dennis on the line in Concord. I held him over from the last hour because I felt like you weren't quite done with what you wanted to share, which was about confronting the governor of a state, which is what Rich Paul and I had the opportunity to do just a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, during the just before, actually, the Keene State College graduation. We cornered Maggie Hassan, who's the New Hampshire governor, and peppered her with tough questions about marijuana decriminalization and her hypocrisy on it, considering that she refuses to sign marijuana decrim thus far and yet has admitted to having used marijuana in the past. I made sure to point that out on the video for anyone who does watch this. And as you rightly pointed out, Dennis, very few people in New Hampshire are going to see this particular video. Maybe a few hundred or so, maybe 1,000. Most of the views are going to come from outside of New Hampshire on this. But nonetheless, I appreciate where you're coming from thus far, but go ahead with other thoughts you want to share. Do we have Dennis? Dennis in Concord? At least I thought he was still there. Dennis going once. Dennis going twice. Maybe he is on a cell phone, and in which case we're going to put him back on hold and give him another shot here in just a moment. So let's continue. Meanwhile, we've got an article here from EthanGlover.biz. He's a relatively new mover to the Keene area of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and he has a few things that he's been saying here that are somewhat critical of our approach. He says, if, say, there were a debate between Freeman, that's me, and Hassan, that's the governor, and both parties...
Which, of course, there was an opportunity for that, and Hassan turned it down.
She, correct, refused to debate me when I ran against her for governor.
You were running, you know, as a Democrat in the primary against the governor and giving people an option, and she did not respond to a debate, and so you got, what, 10 minutes up on the stage to make your points or whatever?
That's correct. I was able to give the opening speech to the Republican debate, which was really cool. A lot of fun doing that. So I have to thank Maggie Hassan for refusing the debate to give me an uninterrupted session in front of the Republican debate, which otherwise wouldn't have happened had she not turned it down. Anyway, he says, and both parties kept their cool in the debate. Points on both sides would be considered by most listeners. Granted, the likelihood of this happening, even ignoring Ian's recent actions toward Hassan, are slim. A sit-down interview is possible, but the value gained from it is most likely negligible without perfectly crafted questions and perfect calm on the side of the interview. I'm sorry, Ethan, but it's really not possible. The level of possibility to have a sit-down interview with Maggie Hassan as a political opponent or someone who is critical of her is, I would say, about 0.01%.
Right. Like, Maggie Hassan isn't going to sit down and let a principled voluntarist, debate occur with a voluntarist referee against a voluntarist debate. I mean, this is ludicrous. This is simply not going to happen. We're not there. Where we're having debates between statists and statist positions and voluntarists,
he has no reason to debate.
I would say he did. If Ethan is listening, I invite you to prove us wrong by getting a call back from Maggie Hassan's press secretary.
Just get the call
back.
Maybe
you can debate her.
Right. Just try getting a call back, let alone an actual debate scheduled with
this lady. Wasn't he saying that the debate was of mitigable value? Wasn't that what his point was? Or was I mishearing?
No, he said that if we had a debate and both parties kept our cool, then the listeners would consider both sides. But because she didn't speak in response to the points I was making, he said that I was therefore losing.
Well, is the claim that the only videos of value are videos where we have a structured debate?
I don't know.
Doesn't make much sense. There's all different kinds of people in the world, and they react to all different kinds of things.
Exactly.
I would say that Ethan's probably an extraordinarily rational individual, and therefore wants to hear very rational forms of debate and discourse. And I would challenge Ethan to think about the world in which he lives and ask himself, are you actually dealing with a lot of rational people? I looked at the Myers-Briggs tests here. Ian, I'm going to
get into that here in a moment.
You actually, you're an INTJ, is that right?
I don't remember. That sounds plausible.
That's what you had said in the past. I don't know, Rich.
I don't know what I would test as today,
I've never taken the test.
Okay, I've taken it several times.
I took it when I was a kid.
And I suspect you are, maybe you've changed, but people do change throughout their lives. But I've taken the test three times, got three different results. And the reason is, I believe, because I answered it well the last time. I'm an ESTP, which is essentially, somebody who tends to be a bit of a chameleon for their environment. So, I could tell a fib real well if it came down to it. And it's difficult to put on, to quantify these personality traits, but once you do, there's only like 2.5% of the population that's the same personality type as I am. Hmm. You have to be able to deal with, and it's similar for you too, Ian, it's probably similar for Ethan. You're dealing with people who have, completely different personality types and look at the world differently.
Right.
Nope. I mean, if you go on YouTube and you look at what gets people's attention, you're going to see lots of videos of cats and dancing and cartoon characters. If you go ahead and look at the structured debate videos, you're not going to find very many views on those.
It's true. So he goes on to say, the point is, Hassan is not a good target. Changing her mind on an issue or making her feel bad for winning a majority election to become the governor of New Hampshire is a task too difficult to bother with. It's like digging for diamonds in a gold mine. But it's statements like this that reveal that people, coming from Ethan's perspective, really don't understand the goal of what Rich, Paul, and I were doing. It was not our goal to change her mind on an issue. I did not go into that expecting that anything that came out of my mouth would be seriously considered by this woman. So I wasn't expecting her to not even, let alone change her mind, but to even consider the words coming out of my mouth. Further, I can't control how she feels, so I'm not there to try to make her feel bad. Would I like her to feel bad about her hypocrisy on marijuana decriminalization? Yeah, I'd like that to happen. But as far as I'm concerned, my words are going in one ear and out the other and not even registering with this lady. I think that
this absolutely registers with this lady. This is not something... She had to stand there for 5 minutes while you guys berated her.
But how does she feel? I don't know.
Human...
Yeah.
And she's going to have a reaction to this. Now, granted, the reaction is somewhat negative, but even with negative reinforcement, oftentimes people, now I'm not saying she's normal folks, I don't know. I think it takes a bit of a sociopath to make it to these higher levels of government, but I would think about this. This would be something that would be on my mind.
You're saying? Okay.
Right. If this was me, I would hear this. Whether or not I changed the way of doing things depends on, a variety of factors. But I'd remember it.
If there was an emotional reaction that I wanted to evoke, I would say it was probably embarrassment.
Mm.
And basically... Because I wanted her to be thinking about the impact of knowing about these things would do to her electorate. And that was a terrible sentence that I won't try to reconstruct. But
you wanted her to know people were upset.
I wanted her to know that people were upset, and I wanted her to be thinking, will people think less of me after they see this video? And hopefully the people who didn't know that she smoked weed herself,
yes,
but yet happily imprisons people for doing the same.
You didn't even know
fights,
it.
I didn't even know
you
it.
You found out in the video.
Yeah, and fights to maintain their authority, to ruin people's lives for things they did themselves. I certainly think people should think less of her after knowing that.
And this is the only way to do it. I mean, look, this is the only way to accomplish those things.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I would like to hear other better ways to accomplish
this. Yeah, let me know, because I can tell you, what I mean, what I mean is, it's the only direct method, okay? This is very different of an approach than calling the governor's office, getting the secretary on the phone, and saying, please let the governor know that I would like her to vote for decriminalization because of X, Y, and Z.
I did that.
I've done that, too.
I precisely did that like 2 weeks
ago. But that's a totally different experience for her, right?
Some teenager answers the phone and says, yes, sir, you'll be sure to let her know.
Yeah, if they even let her know. Presuming they actually do give her a tally. Well, ma'am, we had 100 calls today saying you should decriminalize and 2 calls saying you needed to keep the status quo. That's totally different than being confronted on the street with people about how they really feel. More coming up on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box to Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to call and talk about tactics and activism, though that has been the focus of the discussion here thus far tonight. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where you can go back and dig into archives going back until 2006. And even beyond that, actually, we've got torrents of even older archives. So you can go and grab it all up for free over at freetalklive.com. And some of those old archives feature Brian Sovereign, who was for a long time a fixture on our Sunday show. He hosts his own show called Sovereign Tech. And he's also a video game designer now.
Yeah, he made a new game called Hypercronius. It's a role-playing game for Windows PCs. He is, like I said, a former co-host. And it's a story like no other game before. Full motion video, classic graphics, pick up and play controls. Hypercronius is a liberty-oriented experience. It's not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja. That's the website, zog.ninja. And find out more. See the trailer. Get your copy of Hypercronius. Use coupon code FTL. Get $1 off. And you can purchase it with Bitcoin if that's what you wish to do. Hypercronius at zog.ninja. Code FTL.
All right, I believe we've cleared up whatever the issue was with Dennis's connection before. Dennis in Concord, New Hampshire, are you back with us?
Welcome back, guys.
Excellent.
Welcome back, bro.
Yeah, what? I felt like you had more to say in the last hour, and I wanted to make sure you had that chance. So go ahead.
Yeah, appreciate that. So you got to remember, the governor has announced she is not running for governor again. She's instead running for United States Senate.
Okay, I didn't know that was official. I had heard rumor that that was going to be the case. I didn't know that she'd officially announced that.
I have no idea whether the papers are filed, but she's in, whether, you know, she's in.
Yep.
Now, she is a Democrat, and this issue, she has the real possibility of losing a good part of her base.
Yeah.
If you have a Republican candidate for governor, and possibly even for Senate, who is sounding more tolerant on this issue than she is, she's going to lose some of her base, and that's mm-hmm. what she really needs to know. Now, what you guys need to know is that you were playing the blood sport of New Hampshire, which is politics, but you were playing very amateur. Affecting national-level races in New Hampshire is really fun, and anybody can do it, and literally affecting it, like significantly making a difference as to whether someone, you may not always be able to make it win or lose, but you can make them really work for it, and sometimes you can clobber them on it. And there's only a few things that you need to do to make that happen. Certainly one is bird dogging, as it's called, where you get a couple of people and a video camera, and you just ask the governor hard questions. What you guys were doing was not so much bird dogging as like taking a caged bird and blowing it away with a 12-gauge, which
okay, I'll accept that.
You know, typically the way to bird dog in a way that doesn't make you the outsider, crazy tin hat guy, but like, oh, geez, you know, I have to deal with this issue, is to show up at their events, preferably not to be a known wackaloon, as unfortunately you already are. But
oh yeah, oh I bet she was. I bet she was nervous to some extent because for a while, when I found her, she was just kind of, as I was describing earlier, just standing kind of alone almost. There were people around her, but they weren't really talking to her. And I was just standing there, 25 or 30 feet away from her, looking straight at her, pointing a video camera at her. And she knows who I am because I've confronted her before, and I also ran against her for governor in the Democratic primary. And so she knows something's coming. Right there's Ian Freeman with a video camera standing 30 feet away, just
her
lurking.
Her former, the guy who was running against her in the primary. Right. She knows exactly who this guy is, and she knows it's coming.
But yeah, you're right, Dennis. As far as the bird dogging goes, going to an event where she's going to be speaking, maybe taking audience questions, peppering activists in throughout the crowd, so you've got people in different parts of the crowd sort of raising their hands to ask a question, and then hitting her with something. That would be the classic form of bird dogging, right?
If you have that...
Yeah.
If you have that
place. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rich.
I just wanted to point out quickly, if you have that forum, that's a great option, but you only have the forums with which you are presented.
That's true.
Well, see, that's the thing. She's running for U.S. Senate. She's going to have these all over the state for the next year and a half.
No doubt. No doubt. But this was our time to get her on this one, right? I mean, this was – she hasn't yet voted on marijuana decrim because the
hadn't vetoed.
It hasn't gone through the Senate yet.
Okay.
And so
– when you're bird dogging, you're doing it ideally for the mainstream media that's there. You're also videoing it for self to make sure that it can get out, because that's the kind of thing that can go viral. And you want that question to be that nice question that brings people on board and does not divide. Like what you were doing was, you know, castigating, but that kind of question that's, you know – Ms. Hazen, given that you admitted to youthful indiscretions using marijuana when you were in college, and yet you took a, you know, public policy stance continuing to incarcerate and make, felons out of, or not felons, whatever, to give prison time to people the same age as you did the same thing, how is it that you avoid the label of hypocrite? Right.
I love it. And that would be a perfect question to ask in the right circumstances you're describing at one of these town meeting things that she's inevitably going to be holding as she's running
for
political.
Dennis, what do you do? Okay, what do you do after? I think that's great. What do you do after she doesn't answer? She doesn't even give eye contact.
Well, on stage, you're the only person asking that question, and everybody's
paying attention. If you've got the microphone, she's going to have to give you at least a pro forma response.
She'll have to dodge or something.
Probably she'll give you something canned about the drug war and the importance of it. But the thing is, if she dodges, then they see her dodge, and that still is, you don't have to get a direct, honest answer out of a politician to beat them, thank God, or they would be invincible.
Hey, Dennis, good call.
There's more than one thing to do. That's just one of them, but I'll
absolutely. And that's why we need more activists up here. We need more people here as part of the Free State Project so we can hit them from all different sides. And thank you for
the call
tonight.
And let's talk more about directions of – I hope you're still hearing us, Dennis. Let's talk more about, you know, options that can be pursued, not necessarily instead of what we've done, but
in addition to them. I agree. Because
I'll be outside
of that bird dogging thing with my camera ready to ambush her on her way to her car. You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm good at.
One of the things that sort of bringing up as far as her running for the U.S. Senate, I consider that sort of a victory. I have really no interest.
If she's bailing on the governorship, you mean?
Yeah, I have no interest in a politician that's asking to leave New Hampshire. Please, by all means, get the hell out of here. Go to Washington, D.C. That place is so corrupt and so broken that I would be happy to send our most corrupt and most mind-numbed, mouth-breathing politicians down there so the rest of the world has to deal with them. What concerns me is what goes on in the state of New Hampshire. Yes, there's all kinds of bad federal laws out there, but really, you know, state government has a lot more effect on my day-to-day life than the federal government does. I know a lot of people want to fix Washington, D.C., and I wish them all the best. I have given up. Completely given up on the very notion of that. I believe that a state government can tell Washington, D.C., no thank you. And that's what I'm interested in doing, having New Hampshire do on a regular basis. So fine by me if Hassan, I don't care.
It's great news, actually, because it means that whoever the next governor is going to be someone new.
And almost certainly better, because she's wrong even where the liberals are right.
Yep.
She's a full-on statist.
Yeah, and I think what we need to have happen is multiple free staters need to run for the governorship. We need to have two free staters run as Democrats and two as Republicans, in my opinion.
And if Hassan won't debate them, they can debate each other.
Well, she's not going to run for governor.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about activism, tactics, you know, what's effective, what's not. And we're here to take your calls about anything, though. 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We do, by the way, have a mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, if you want to access our live streams or the podcast easily from your mobile device, just go to m.freetalklive.com. We are, by the way, in the midst of doing a website redesign. The new site has yet to launch. I'm hoping it'll be sometime in the summer when that actually happens. We're getting closer, and at that point we will have what is called a responsive design, so hopefully that'll make the mobile experience even better. Right now, we do have a mobile site. It's m.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. James in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening via TuneIn. Hello, James.
Gentlemen, hey. Before I get to my point, I called a couple weeks ago and told you about tax increase proposal that the people in the state of Michigan overwhelmingly were voting down. And our government here has essentially given us a big FU and a middle finger, because today the governor, Snyder, now signed into effect a new internet sales tax.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so essentially they're punishing the people of the state of Michigan in a way that they can, and is going to be requiring sites like Amazon and Overstock to charge a sales tax.
I wonder how many I wonder how many sites will become unavailable in Michigan, if any. That would be interesting, if because they don't have the infrastructure to do that, do they?
It would certainly require more programming for a lot of websites, because then they would have to, you know, hire a programmer to come in and make sure they have software that would calculate whether or not somebody's in Michigan, and if so, to calculate the appropriate sales tax rate. Is Michigan one of those places where the counties can raise the sales tax more, like in Florida?
I believe not. Now, I am a native Michigander, and I believe it was consistent throughout the state.
Pretty much all the laws are preemptive, so which means that local municipalities cannot make them stricter. I know for sure all the gun laws can't be that's preemptive. So
I know that in Florida, where I'm from, the county I lived in had a 1% higher sales tax mark than the county that you were born in originally, or that you were lived in for a lot of time. So Manatee County was 6%, Sarasota County was 7%. It might have gone up since then.
It was 7 and 8, but okay.
Yeah, it may have gone up since that the time that I was there.
And actually, I'm not sure now because I know that local municipalities can charge income tax. Several do, like Detroit does, Battle Creek does, and a couple others.
Wow.
Yeah, so, it was...
As if you needed another reason not to live in Detroit.
Right. Well, it's the people that work there don't necessarily live there.
Yet another reason to join the Free State Project, if you love liberty, is the fact that there is no sales tax. On most things. There's the meals tax in New Hampshire, but
that's technically an excise and not a sales tax.
Is that right?
Because it's so specific, I believe.
James, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to put out there, first off, I think that until you find out the forms of activism that actually are effective and work, you need to try them all. I also wanted to throw out there, I know I probably don't have much time, but, and it's something that came to me, when I started becoming sort of an activist and started looking for ways to get active in my area is, you know, being a freedom lover, if I want to enjoy the fruits of other activists, I feel like it's almost an obligation if you're a liberty lover, to actually become an activist. I just feel like it's a moral thing because, you know, everybody wants the fruits of the labor of what, you know, for example, the Free State Project is doing, but a lot of people just would rather sit on their hands and not do anything.
I agree with you that if you're out there and you believe in these ideas that you should be doing something,
yep.
But not everybody has to be on the front line.
That's true.
The people who are out here doing this are mostly living very close to the bone. I know I've been, all of my meals today have been ramen noodles. It's a good thing to divide labor. So if you don't have time or energy or courage to do activism yourself, I would say send some money to somebody who does and make it possible for them to keep doing it.
Oh, definitely. But I feel like, you almost have an obligation to be active in some way, even if it's supporting another group.
Activism.
I agree. Behind-the-scenes activism is as important. If there's no support structure behind the scenes for the activists who are on the front lines, then that's tough. But I do understand where James is coming from in that, you know, there are a lot of people who feel like they don't want to do anything, right? They don't want to put themselves out there and possibly receive the ire of people who otherwise might respect them, right? Because to put yourself out there as an activist, even if it is behind the scenes to a lesser extent, but mostly to the front line, means that there are going to be people who dislike you, and a lot of people want to be liked by people.
Yeah.
So that's a big disincentive against doing activism, because all of a sudden people are going to have opinions about you that they've never had before, and that could be uncomfortable for people.
Yeah, and, well, of course, donation does avoid that mostly. I don't publish my donor lists. I assume you don't either.
That's correct. Unless the person wants recognition, which we've done with our satellite fundraiser, where people could opt in and say, put my name on a list.
Oh, yeah, eventually you'll be able to buy a sainthood from the Church of the Invisible Hand.
James,
I just haven't decided the price.
I don't need to be a saint, but I'd like some dispensation for some stuff.
James, thanks for your call.
You can do that.
I appreciate it. Toll free number tonight is 855 450 free. So we've been sharing a kind of a critical piece here from EthanGlover.biz about some of the activism that Rich and I have recently done with confronting the governor. He goes on with some of his opinions here. He says, to find the gold in a situation that could have been better been dug, we'll continue looking at our example of arguing on the internet. Instead of jumping into a pit of lions, we can head to the pet store and choose the cutest, most well-behaved puppy from the lot. That is to say, finding groups of people who are open to discussion, communicating with them, and making friends with those closest to your own ideals. To use the first example that comes to mind, consider that the personality type INTJ, which is introverted, intuitive thinking, judging, seems to be the most common among libertarian circles.
INTJs and ENTJs, yeah.
With this revelation, you may find it personally beneficial as well as beneficial to the movement to join an INTJ forum. Act as a regular member, put your voice out there on different issues, and be honest about yourself. In time, you'll find people who are willing to debate with you and agree with you. And I don't think that's a terrible idea for somebody who wants to spend time discussing things on the internet. Better to go where people are already, at the very least, more likely to agree with you on some things than to jump into the you know, the lion's den, as he pointed out before. That's not a bad suggestion.
Yeah, I look in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which the Church of the Invisible Hand does recognize him as a prophet. We just deny his divinity. I go there. I go to other places. I even go to Democrat groups sometimes and kind of politically cross-dress, you know, because the thing is there are liberal and conservative reasons for freedom. So, you know, a lot of what I try to do is political cross-dressing where I give people the reasons that are going to be meaningful to them.
That'll resonate with their viewpoint. You're putting on the cloak of that perspective, essentially, better communicate with them.
If I'm arguing economics with a liberal, I argue welfare economics and that everybody will be better off. If I'm arguing economics with somebody who's more of a conservative, I'll say, you know, I don't generally have to do as much, but I'll use their principle that markets should be free and say, well, in this area we're arguing about, markets should also be free, because, you know, obviously a conservative is going to have holdouts where he says, oh no, markets shouldn't be free in that area.
Mm-hmm. Like drugs.
Yep. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, oftentimes one of the things that I like to point out to conservatives is that, hey, look, oftentimes when you think about government bureaucrats, usually you think about meddling, officious, and maybe even downright evil individuals that ruin people's lives. But it seems like that when people, you know, when the government puts guns in the hands of government bureaucrats, suddenly you think they're all heroes. And I want to know how you justify that in your mind. How come the cops and the soldiers and even firefighters, I guess they don't carry guns generally except for fire marshals, how come they're heroes, but the rest of the government bureaucrats aren't?
855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got a few moments left for you if you want to dial in and join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out Rich over at richpaul.freekeen.com. That'll take you to a page with some of his projects, including the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is well worth looking into. You can also join us, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please amp the show for $5 a month. That's $5 that we can take and invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get the details and get signed up. Please, makes a big difference for us over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the somewhat critical article from Ethan Glover at ethanglover.biz. I don't think we're going to get through it here tonight, but I'll put it, link it up on our Facebook and Twitter. This will be the last night we talk about it, because I think we've gotten the gist generally of where he's coming from thus far. But he goes on to say here, so long as you're not a pusher for liberty, but rather a representative of your own mind, you will find beneficial conversation in which people will honestly consider what you have to say and move down the path of liberty. If you make yourself,
I find that often in my life when I talk to people, is that I'm not out there pushing this other than on my show.
Right.
Certainly I'm a big pusher. But in real life, I'm not out there trying to shove these ideas down people's
throats. No, me neither. It doesn't work. You've got to
really?
Be
you're
there.
Just out there yelling
at the governor.
I'm not trying
to
convert the governor, Mark.
Most of the people that I talk to about liberty come up and talk to me because they're aware of my activism. That's how they know who I am and that I'm somebody that if they're thinking about liberty, that maybe they might want to talk to. So they're to me, what he's saying there is symbiotic with what we've already been doing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, for instance, my approach when I was in jail – was to just kind of mind my own business and, you know, be interested at the very least in other people's stories. And then eventually I figured somebody might ask me a question about what I thought. And eventually that did happen. But I never did push anything on anybody. And cornering the governor with some hard questions isn't the same thing as having relationships with real people in real life, right? That's a performance art. That's what we were doing. Yeah. It essentially was performance, street theater, if you will, to some extent. Not really street theater, but performance art. Political performance, and for the purpose of putting a message out there to the rest of the world, not to the people who are standing next to the governor.
She's paid very well to hold the opinions that she holds.
What do they pay the governor in New Hampshire?
Well, it's not just what they pay him, it's also what goes into their campaign.
Yes.
And, you know, she makes a lot of money. I guarantee that her increase of net worth in a year is more than her salary.
Seriously? It's more than $100,000. I'm shocked by that, considering that New Hampshire only pays their state reps $100 per year. Are you 100% sure on that, Mark?
That's what I recall having seen. I'm taking a look.
I think that's accurate. Wow. I think state reps are the only ones who get very low pay.
The state senate gets $100 a year.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
$122,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't say win, but it says compensation's $122,000.
One of the Liberty reps should put a bill in to cut that down. Like, cut it down to 20 or something like that. To nothing. You know, to something you could subsist on.
That's an interesting thought. Then again, it does increase the... I mean, not that any of them aren't corrupt now, but it might make corruption even worse, because rather than seeking a salary, people would be almost solely seeking what can they make by being in office.
But it's a weak governorship. They can't do very much, right?
It's relatively weak comparatively, and you know, the fact that in New Hampshire we have so many ideologues that run for things, I think that you're less, with an ideologue, you're less likely to find the rent-seeking behavior. Not to say you won't find it. I'm just saying you're less likely to find it.
Yeah.
So he says, let's see, in the case of the Colbert Report on Robin Hooding, I noted that business outreach would ultimately be more beneficial than filling parking meters. It wouldn't get media attention and maybe no attention at all. That's the issue so eloquently described by Dan Carlin at the beginning of this article, but it would make a difference. It would create discussion that matters more, but on a smaller scale. It may even create the better end result of local businesses aiming to buy the parking meters or even the streets from the city of Keene.
But I've never cared about Robin Hooding as activism, you know, like from that standpoint. For me, what it's good for is that it gets people's attention outside of New Hampshire, people who might want to do some kind of activism,
right,
might want to move.
The amount of press attention, he admits here that going and talking to business owners in downtown Keene would likely not garner any attention from the media. Which, by the way, we didn't start doing Robin Hooding expecting to get attention from the media. We started doing Robin Hooding because we wanted to save people from getting parking tickets. For those that don't know, Robin Hooding, and you've done it, Rich, so you know, is putting coins in expired meters prior to the arrival of a ticketing agent to prevent someone from getting a ticket. We went and did this for months and months and years, and finally the city filed a lawsuit against six of the Robin Hooders, one of which was me, and then the media explosion happened. Then it became an international headline that was happening all across the world, foreign publications, foreign language, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC News, you know, Good Morning America. All of these groups covered Robin Hooding. That the amount of dollars that level of time is worth, the Colbert Report. I mean, that was a 7-minute presentation or whatever on the Colbert Report. The amount of money you would have to spend to make the equivalent of that amount of airtime is an unfathomable amount of money. So to say that, you know, Robin Hooding should have been done differently or whatever, great, go out and talk to the business owners. This once again comes back to what we were saying before. If you feel like Rich and I's activism is poor or could be done better, it's fine to critique us online, or better yet, call in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's all fine. I'm happy to have a conversation. But if you think you've got a better idea, don't ask us to do it for you, because we got enough on our plate. We've all got a lot going on here. You step up, and you go out there, and, you know, if you want to talk to the business owners on Main Street about buying the parking meters, which is be completely likely unpolitically feasible, but you could talk to them anyway and see how that goes. Try it out, and then let us know how that works out.
It's true.
going on here. He says, this is what I refer to as a more precise approach because it targets and gets support from the people who can benefit from your ideas. Well, guess what? There's a lot of people who support Robinhood. We've had countless contributions, both cash handed to you in hand when you're on the streets, people thanking the Robinhooders in the streets, checks being cut and mailed to the Robinhooding residents, Bitcoin contributions, PayPal donations. All
and
of those
I'll
are indications
what,
that people
when
appreciate
when somebody
it.
Comes up and puts money in your hand and says, I love what you're doing, you know they really mean it.
Absolutely.
And for me, the big thing about Robinhood is basically we were paying 30 cents for the privilege of putting a piece of propaganda on somebody car. And I thought that was a great price because it also left that person very inclined to be receptive to that propaganda. The thing that I never liked about Robinhood is I didn't like the amount of rhetoric and the level of hostility that was shown to the parking enforcers. I think sometimes that went over the top, and I think that is a thing where if somebody is well disposed toward you personally, they are more inclined to care about what you think of them, and therefore they're more inclined to accept your ideas or understand them, or at least appear to understand them. So there is something there when you say don't piss people off so much that they can't hear your message. But at the same time, you know, there's... Take it.
Well, I was going to say that, I know where you're coming from, and we've had a discussion about this. This is something we disagree on. I've never been mean, in my opinion, to the parking enforcers, but one of them is particularly nasty to me. And if she's going to be nasty to me, I'm going to pull out a video camera and I'm going to show people how she's behaving. Now, people didn't like that I sort of tracked her with the camera in one instance where she kept turning around, going back and forth, basically covering the same ground over and over again. She turns around 180 degrees 18 times in a 2-minute time frame.
It's very strange.
And I turned it into a fun video where I played a little like Mario sound effect of ding, ding whenever she would turn around. And yeah, I made fun of her for acting in a very erratic and silly manner, but I would never have done it had she not have been jumping out into traffic trying to evade me and being very ridiculous and dangerous. So I brought that camera out for a very specific purpose, and it was because she was the one who was behaving crazy, and I feel like that needed to be shown.
Right. Yeah, there are some cases where I think that some of the things said to the parking attendants, and I'm not thinking of you specifically.
Okay.
I'm
talking about Graham or somebody else?
Actually, it was Graham that I...
Well, he hasn't Robin Hooded for more than a year.
He hasn't Robin Hooded for a long time,
yeah.
But he made us some enemies when he did.
What can you do?
And
you
some
know?
Friends.
And that's the thing. With activism, you can't control who goes out and says, I'm with them, and then goes and does something stupid, right? We've seen that at the 420s where people, there was a guy who jumped out in front of an ambulance, and a cop later talked to me like, do you support this? He was with your group. I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about, right? So you never know who's going to try to associate themselves with you to make you look bad if you're in public. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Good idea.
When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.